We started the Gemara. The Gemara has Machlokes Rabbah and Rava. What's the reason why they introduced the need for the Shliach Ma'alacha to testify before an Echad, before an Echad? What is it all about? So Rabbah says because we're concerned the Bnei Chutz Lords are not became Lishma. Rabbah says that you need a Kiyum Ashtar. You want to have a Kiyum Ashtar. So Gemara asks the question. First, the Gemara is talking to Rabbah. According to Rabbah, the Gemara is going to ask the same question according to Rabbah. And give him a medal. First, the Gemara is according to Rabbah that the concern is maybe the get is written Shalom Lishma. So don't we normally require two Eidim? We had in yesterday's Parsha the two Psukim that by Mominus and by Nefoshes you need Shnei Eidim. Needed to have the Akolei Doisha Batur. Normally, Mominus and Nefoshes, you always need Shnei Eidim. So the Gemara answers no, Eidechon Nem Bisur. That's Mominus and Nefoshes, this is Bisur. Then the Gemara asks the Kasha. Erechon Nem Bisurim is when you're talking about Chelev and Shuma. Yisurim and Yeredeya. But if you're talking about over here, it's Yischazik Yisura, and because it's Yischazik Yisura, therefore, it should be considered like a Dovish at the Yerva, and you should need two Eidim. So there are two ways to read the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara is asking two different Kashas. Erechon, can I get a Chazok, is Eina Neman, is one Kasha. Then there's another Kasha, that Erechon by Dovish at the Yerva, is Eina Neman. Are these two different Kashas, or is it one Kasha? So, is there such a din that Erechot Kenegar Chazok is Eina Nema? So that's the way Tosis read the Gemara in Yevamos. Daf Peches, Tosis over here, Erechot Nema Bisur. And Havidovish of the Erva, Tosis has it both times. They quote that Gemara, they refer you to the Gemara in Yevamos Peches. Gemara in Yevamos Peches, the way Tosis read the Gemara, has any by the life Shita. And by the life Shita, so it's a Sveka Deraisa Luchumra. So that's how the Ramah in Yerideya. Paskins like the Taisus, that it's in a vital life shita where the Erechot is Nemat Keneger Chazoka. So therefore we paskin is Eina Nemat. The Mechaber there is the Mekuv Chazayim. Mechaber follows the Shita's Chach Nisvara. Chach Nisvara learned a whole different shot than the Gemara. The Gemara never was Mesupik, what's the din of Erechot Keneger Chazoka. The Gemara knew all along the din is Erechot Nemat Bisurim, even Erechot Keneger Chazoka. The Gemara was just asking, there wasn't a Sufik in din. The Gemara was asking, where is the source in the Mishnayos that you can prove this point? That Erechot is Neman even Keneged HaChazaka. And Mara starts fishing around, and Mara says you can't really prove the point from the Mishnayos, but the din is a din anyway. The din is that Erechot is Neman Keneged HaChazaka. So the Mechaba there paskins Erechot is Neman Keneged HaChazaka. Like the Chach Nisvara. And the Ramah paskins like the Bali Antosus, that the Gemara had any Sufik in din, in Vaidalev Shita, and we say Erechot Keneged HaChazaka Zayin HaNem. So he mentioned last week, the Shev Shmaitzer quotes a kasha for the Bnei Yeshua. The whole din doesn't make any sense. How can he say, Erechot Keneged HaChazaka Zeina Nemet? There's a Beferish Gemara at the end of the second parak in Ksubas that Erechot Keneged HaRoiv is Nemet. So Erechot is better than Roiv. And Roiv is Ruba VaChazaka Ruba Odev. Roiv is better than Chazaka. Whenever there's a conflict between a Roiv and a Chazaka, so the Roiv wins. So if A is greater than B and B is greater than C, so A is greater than C. So if Erechot is better than Roiv, and Roiv is better than Chazaka, so Erechot is better than Chazaka, how can you have a din? Erechot can Egan Chazaka, it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. So the two ways to, you have to answer this question, how can you have a Pesach from Shulchan Aruch that contradicts itself? Erechot can Egan Roiv is good, and Roiv can Egan Chazaka, the Roiv wins. So how can you say Erechot can Egan Chazaka is no good? So you have to say some kind of an answer. So there seem to be two Mahalchim in the Rishonim within the Bali HaTosfos. Chach Misvara don't hold from the whole thing. They say the whole thing is not true. And Achinami, if Erechot is good, Keneged Roiv, Roiv is good, Keneged Chazaka. So Erechot is good, Keneged Chazaka also. The whole din doesn't exist. But the whole question is, there are more Paskins like the Bali HaTosfos. So how do you answer the question? So there seem to be two major Mahalchim how to answer this question. One Mahalch is to say the Gemara has a rule, Erechot B'Hakchosh Alav Klumi. That's an expression the Gemara has. Erechot b'hakchosh alav klumi. In the context of the Gemara is talking about a different case. Erechot keneged erechot. Erechot who comes b'hakchosh as erechot. Erechot b'hakchosh alav klumi. Rav Chaim explained in a sefer, basically, the Shach says it. Rav Chaim says the same thing, a little sharper than the Shach. So they explain, Erechot b'hakchosh alav klumi is a din when the Erechot comes. And at the moment, at the time that he's giving the Haggadah Seder, he's already b'hakchosh. So even if it's chad l'gabi chad, The Eid Echidah says one way should have nemanis. The Eid Echidah says the other way, Al Pi Din, should really not have any nemanis. There are certain cases, but Eid Echidah should only be believed this way, not that way. But if at the time that the Eid Echidah comes, he's already bought b'hakasha, so you have no right to accept such an Eid Echidah. Eid Echidah b'hakasha la plumi is not because he has the same nemanis as him and it's shkulim and we don't know who is right. No. The one Eid Echidah has nemanis, the other Eid Echidah has no nemanis. Let's say an Echidah comes and says, Meis Baila. That's a din of the Rabbon. Let's work on a din there, I say. Echad comes and he says, Ra'isi Ahore. And yesterday, Sedra, there's a din of Egla Rufa. What is the din of Egla Rufa? You find Kimatze Cholo Badami, you find the person murdered in Eretz Yisrael, on Nodami, he called, you don't know who the murderer is. So the Bez Nagorl has to send Shluchim, and they should measure to the cities, Ashasvivis Acholo, in the city that's closest. We assume the murderer came from that city. So they have to bring an Egla Rufa. So the Pasuk says, Lo Noda Mihiko. We don't know who killed him. So the Mishnah understands in Soitan, Perek Egla Rufa, the Mishnah understands that if you have an Eid Echad, it says, Reisi Ahore, so there's already no din of Egla Rufa. You can't give the death penalty based on the testimony of the Eid Echad, but you don't, nor do you bring an Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa is only if it's Lo Noda Mihiko. So if an Eid Echad comes and he says, Reisi Ahore, so the Eid Echad has namaz. What if an Eid Echad comes and says, Faked Loi Rei Sahoreg? So the Eid Echad says, Loi Rei Sahoreg should not have any nemanis. The Torah gives, really, Eid Echad should not be believed over here. It should really be like a Din of Asher's case. Eid Echad shouldn't be believed to say Rei Sahoreg either. But that's a pasuk, Lo Noda Mihiko. If you have an Eid Echad, so the Eid Echad is believed. So if the Eid Echad says Rei Sahoreg and nobody contradicts him, so accept the testimony of Rei Sahoreg, so you don't bring an Egla Rufa. But if it's Eid Echad, Keneged Eid Echad, even though the Eid Echad says, Loi Rei Sahoreg shouldn't have any nemanis. The Torah doesn't give nemanis to an Eid Echad. It says, Faker. So nonetheless, the Gemara says, Eid Echad b'hakosh alav kulmi. Even though the thing that's makdish the Eid Echad doesn't have the same degree of birur. He's only an Eid Echad. He's not Shnei Eidim. Eid Echad doesn't have nemanis to say, Loi Rei Sahoreg. But still, that's the rule. Eid Echad b'hakosh alav kulmi. So that's what the Beis HaLevi understands over here. If you have an Eid Echad, can I get a rove? The rove is that it's 95% of the time it's going to, probably the likelihood is that it happens like this. But every time you have a rove, built into the rove, there's a mute. 95% like this, 5% like that. So the Eid Echad comes and he gives testimony, whatever, this is Chelev, this is Dam, this is a Behemoth Tomeo, whatever he says. And the Eid Echad is contradicted by a rove. So you can't say that that's called Eid Echad B'Hakosha. The rov has built into it that there's a miut fakir. So Eid Echad is neman keneged a rov. Ruba v'chazok ruba adiv. So why shouldn't Eid Echad be neman keneged a chazok? The answer is no. Eid Echad keneged chazok. Even though the Eid Echad is a stronger birur than the chazok, Eid Echad is stronger birur than rov, and rov is better than chazok. Chazok is bechlal not a birur. Chazok is not a birur. Rov is a birur. Chazok is just a din hanhoga. So still, the Eid Echad says against the Chazaka that at the moment that he's testifying is being mukhosh. He is mukhosh by the Chazaka. The Chazaka says, until now is not so. The Eid Echad is telling me that the situation changed. So Eid Echad, can I get a Chazaka? Zeina Nema, because of this rule, Eid Echad b'hakosh alav plumi. Even though the thing that's makhosh, the Eid Echad is weaker than an Eid Echad. Eid Echad is superior to a Roiv, and Roiv is superior to a Chazaka. Nonetheless, that's Allah. Eid Echad who comes and he says, b'hakosh alav plumi. Eid Echad keneged the rov is not called b'hakosh. Eid Echad keneged the chazaka is called b'hakosh. So if we say that that's the pshat, Eid Echad keneged the chazaka, it's an ibaidl of sheet according to Tosfos, and the Ramos says l'chumer. Sofik the rice of l'chumer. Eid Echad keneged the chazaka zayin and emes by Eid Echad emes. So if we say zayin and emes, so what do you require if the Eid Echad comes keneged the chazaka? So all of a sudden you need two kosher eidim, two men, women wouldn't be nemanim, and I have to give a hakodah seidus in front of Bez. No. Eid Echad b'hakosh alav plum. So you got to have two Eid Echads. So you have to have two Eid Echads. So the two Eid Echads don't have to, just like Eid Echad Nem Bisurim, doesn't have to give a hakodah seidus b'fnei Bez, and doesn't have to be kosher la'edus. It can be a person as posel la'edus also. The Pashto says that women, you say Eid Echad Nem Bisurim. We were discussing last week. So here also, the halacha would be, Eid Echad, can I get a chazok and say nemanim? So you have to have two Eid Echads, then it'll be nemanim. And if it'll be Eid Echad where it's biyodoy, so then the Gemara says in Yevamos Taf Peches, that's not a problem. Why is that so? You don't have to say because biyodoy is an unemanis. Nobody needs biyodoy and unemanis. Biyodoy is an unemanis only if it's biyodoy now. That's how the Gemara says. Eidechon and Dina Maman is a Zaina Neman. Eidechon and Dabi should be Erev Zaina Neman, but whenever it's Biyodoy, then it's a new Parsha of Namanis. That's a Biyodo. Biyodo, we consider him like a Bailim, since he has control over the whole situation. He could bring about the effect that he claims is the case, so we believe him, even though he's not going to write the Getna. He says, Gerashti es Ishti Neman, because Biyodo Lagash. By Maminis is believed because Biyodo he could bring about the result that he says is the case. So Biyodo is a new Namanis. Here, you don't need that it should be Biyodo in there. Here, as long as it was once Biyodo. That's the Tosis writes like that. But we looked in the Mordechai, the first page in Chulin. So the Mordechai quoted, that's the Rabbeinu Tam Shita. The Rabbeinu Tam was in disagreement with two of his students. Okay, the Rebbe has a right to disagree with his students. Okay, he disagreed with Rabbi Blezim and Mitzah and the Rabbeinu Baruch. They had different Shitas. But the Tosis is only quoting the Rabbeinu Tam. They're not identified by name. Rabbeinu Tam says, unless it's biyodai, it doesn't have to be biyodai now. It's not that you need a new nemonis of biyodai to solve the problem. If it was once biyodai, that's what we call biyodai lamafreya. If it was once biyodai, so then you can't say the chazaka contradicts the erechot. Yesterday he could have crumbled, he has in his hand. He had biyodai, not literally biyodai. He could have controlled it yesterday. My wife tells me that the flesh is kosher. How do I know it's kosher? It's erechot keneged chazaka. So the answer is it's biyodah. She heard from the butcher, and the butcher heard from the delivery man. Delivery man heard from the sheikhet that he shechted it properly. It's eid mipi eid mipi eid mipi eid. So how is the sheikhet believe? How is anybody believed over here? Say echad can I get a chazaka? So the Rabbi Natam says no, it's biyodah. The sheikhet could have shechted it. But he can't shecht a dead chicken. Now the chicken is dead. He can't shecht a dead chicken. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam says. It doesn't have to be biyodah now, as long as it was once biyodah. But my wife doesn't know how to shech chickens. She would run away if you give her a live chicken. Doesn't matter. It's biyodah. She could have gone to school. She could have trained. She could have learned. That's what Tosis says. It's biyodah. She could have trained. She could have learned. And she could have shechted this. Even though right now it's not biyodah, as long as it was once biyodah, you already can't consider this eid echad keneged hazaka. So eid echad would be neman, be yisur. That's how the Beis HaLevi explains the Shitas Rashi over here. Rashi says, what's the source for the din of Eidecha Nehme Bisurim? So he says, Sharei. Sharei Hemina Tor Kalechet Ve'echem Yisol Al Afrashas Chumah Ba'al Ashchit Ba'al Nikra Gid Ve'achelav. And Rashi in Chulin said that that's based on the pasuk with Shachat has ben Abok. He said, he shechts the behemah and we trust him. But Tosis asks, no, that's not Eidechot Nemisim, that's Eidechot Keneged HaChazaka. He's saying that he shechted the behemah b'cheya b'cheskas Yisr. And the Tevil, we all knew that it was Tevil. So the Eidechot is testifying that it was Mafresh, Trumas, and Maisris. So that's really Eidechot Keneged HaChazaka shouldn't work. So why does it work? Because it's Biyodah. Biyodah is a different Nemonis. That's a different parsha. How do you see from that pasuk the nemanis of Eidechot and Misur? So the Beis HaLevi explained. When you have Eidechot, Keneged HaChazaka, and it's Biyodai, the Biyodai just accomplishes that it's not considered Eidechot, Keneged HaChazaka. The Eidechot is not bor b'hakosha. Eidechot b'hakosha lav klumi. That's if there's a Chazaka that contradicts the Eidechot doesn't have control over the Chazaka. But if the Eidechot has control now, or had control in the past, even if it's a biyodah l'mafre, as long as the Eidechot had control in the past, then you can't say the Chazaka contradicts the Eidechot. So then the Eidechot, it remains Eidechot is neman, b'yisurim. So what Rashi said is correct. Eidechot, when it's keneged HaChazaka, when it's biyodah, so the fact that it was once biyodah accomplishes that it's not keneged HaChazaka, not keneged HaChazaka, that's equivalent to Eidechot, neman, b'yisurim. That's Rashi's sheet. The Bali Atesis, for asking Akash against Rashi, how can you prove from that pasuk? How can you prove from the institution? That's if you hold that Eidechot keneged HaChazaka, you need biyodo now. If you need biyodo now, that's the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rabbi Blezim Mitz. They disagree with the Rabbeinu Tam. That's a new nemonis of biyodo, a new bailus, a new nemonis of bailus. So then it's a good, if you hold like that, then it's a gerechtetain, then it's a strong kash against Rashi. You can't. The two have nothing to do with each other. But that's a different shita. Those Rishonim hold a different shita. They hold Eidechot keneged HaChazaka Zeina Neman. It's not because Eidechot b'hakosha lav klumi. It's in ganz in a different word. They hold Eidechot keneged HaChazaka Zeina Neman, because whenever it's keneged HaChazaka, you label it as like a dovish b'yerba. davar shebi yerva. What do you mean a davar shebi yerva? The shech the behemah is a davar shebi yerva. To be mafresh to mismais davar shebi yerva. So the answer is, what's the definition of erechad nemen b'isurim? What's the definition? How do you determine whether any given case is isurim or any given case is a davar shebi yerva? What's the definition? So a group of rishayim understand when the erechad is just testifying on hakara. He's just saying this is chelav. This is gidan nasha. This is a pig. This is a cow. He's just identifying what a chepta is. That's a erecha nemen b'isurim. If the erecha tells me he did a maisa hamatir, or that a maisa hamatir replied, he said, someone did a shchita on the behemah. Someone did a haprashas trumas and maisas. It's not that erecha keneged chazok is ein anem. No, if erecha keneged roiv is good, and roiv rubav chazok, roiv wins, erecha keneged chazok is certainly good. Erechad is a better birah than roiv, and roiv is better than chazokah. Erechad should be good keneged chazokah. The answer is this kind of erechad keneged chazokah. If the erechad is saying that somebody was if somebody was mafresh shumas, or somebody was shechted the animal, so erechad testifies on a maisa. That's not called erechad nemisur. Erechad nemisur is only if he's testifying to identify a hakara. Identifies this is a kosher animal, this is a non-kosher animal, this is the Gidan Nosha. Have I don't know what's what. I have a whole bunch of pieces of meat in front of me on the table. Erecha tells me, I know this is the Gidan Nosha, don't eat it. And this is not the Gidan Nosha. And this is Chelim, and this is Shuman, this is Dam, and this is not Dam. He can identify what it is. So that's Erecha Nemisa. The Erecha comes and he testifies, Keneged HaChazok, and not every case. These kind of cases, Ala Shchito, Vala Nikar Agid VaChelim, that's not an Edis, an Amaisa. That's the machlekes and achreinim in Yeridei and Simikul Chavzayin. There's a machlekes achreinim and the mefarshim on Yeridei. Eidechad who testifies on nikar agid v'achelev, is that also considered keneged achazoke? And is ain't a neman? If not for the fact that it's biyod, he's saying no. That's not keneged achazoke. So that's a fundamental machlekes. How do you understand what the pshat is? What's the chisarn in eidechad keneged achazoke? Is it because it's eidechad b'hakosha? So then one can argue the point and say, every animal has chelev and then gidan osha in it. So the Erechad is saying that he removed it. So he's saying he's boba hakosha. He's saying that something changed over here. But if you say that that's not the pshat, and Erechad de chison, Erechad keneged hachazoka, because it's considered Erechad b'hakosha lav klumhi. The reason why it's not good is because when you're made on a maisa, that's not called isurim. That's called like dovish b'yerba. Why do you need to aid him by davar shebi yerva to say the husband, the man did a kiddushin, the man did a get? He's saying a maisa occurred that changed the situation. So if an echad is going to testify on a shchita, an echad is going to testify on a hafrashes trumas maisa. An echad on a maisa is also like a davar shebi yerva, and that's what there's a machlokes diktsos in the nesivis in hilchas edus. When you have a case of Eid Echad Keneged HaChazoke, so the Ramah Paschal, Simakuf Chav Zayin, Yeridei, Eid Echad is Ein HaNemon, so you have to have Shnei Eidim. So do you need two Eid Echads? It's Eid Echad HaMivisurim, but since it's Keneged HaChazoke, Eid Echad HaKosha Lafklum, so you got to have two Eid Echads. But they can both be women. They don't have to be all of a sudden kosher of men and testify in the presence of the Bezin. What do you say? No. Eid Echad HaKosha, Eid Echad Keneged HaChazoke is Ein HaNemon. So now I treat it like Mominus Nefashis and Dovah Shebi Yerva. Now I require two Eidim, two Kosher Eidim, to testify in Bezin. So that's a Machlokes, the Ksois and the Nesivos. So the Pasha this is, that's the fundamental Machlokes of Rishonim over here. But the Biyod de la Mafreya is good. You say, Eidechot Keneged Achazokeh is now labeled as a Dovah Shebi Yerva, because you're not giving Eidus on a Hakorah, you're not just identifying what something is. He's saying that somebody did a maisa, so that requires two kosher eidim. And the only way that a person will be nemod when it's keneged hachazok, if it's biyodo now, it has to be biyodo now. It's not good that it was once biyodo. That's the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rabbi Elazar Mimitz. They hold like that. Erechad keneged hachazok, it becomes like a dovah shebi yerva, like a case of dini mamonis. And if you have biyodo, if it's biyodo now, so just like biyodo is nemod by mamonis, and biyodo is nemod by dovah shebi yerva, so biyodo will be nemod over here. What do you say? No, Eidechot Keneged HaChazok is not good because it's Eidechot B'HaKosha. So if you have two Eidechots, it'll be good. You don't need the two Kosher Eidim. And if it'll be Biyod, it'll be good. Not because Biyod is an Unemonis. No, you don't need the same Din Biyodai. It's the same word, but it doesn't have the same meaning. It's not that like Biyod by Momnis is Nemon, or Biyod by Dovish Biyerva is Nemon. No, you don't need Biyod. If it was once biyodel amafreya, so that shows that the rechod is not bahakrasha because he controls the chazaka. He could have undone the whole chazaka. So that's not called the yechad bahakrasha. So revert back to the erechad amisim. So this is the fundamental machlokes harishanim. That's what the Rabbeinu Baruch and the Rav Lezer Mimitz didn't agree with the Rabbeinu Tam's answer. When I come home and my wife gives me fleishiks for dinner, so she's implying that it's kosher, so how can I believe her? It's Eidechot, how can you ever trust the Sheikhet when he says that the flesh is kosher? It's Eidechot, keneged ha-chazokah, because Be'eme b'chaya b'ches b'sisra emetis. It's Eidechot, keneged ha-chazokah should be Eina Neman. So the Rabbeinu Tam answers in our Tosfos, since it was once, now it's no longer the other. It's no longer the other to shech the dead chicken, or to shech the dead Be'eme. But since it was once the other, so that's not called Eidechot, keneged ha-chazokah. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam answers. And the other Rishonim felt that that was not a valid answer. Yidechot, keneged ha-chazok, zayin ha-nema means it's treated like a dovish of the Yerevo. And you need two kosher edim to testify in front of Bezin. And the only thing that can take the place of two kosher edim is like in Mominus and dovish of the Yerevo Guf. If it's biyodai, biyodai, it has to be biyodai now. It doesn't help that it's biyodai lamafreya. So how do you ever rely on a dech and a misurim if your wife tells you that the food is kosher? It's keneged ha-chazok. So that's what the Rav Lezer Mimitz, answered. If I know my wife is very frum, I know who she is. The only time you can trust the sheikhet is if you live in the community. You know the sheikhet is a frum yid. So that's not based on erech and bisum. If I know who the person is, of course, that's like hemne. It's a rubid aleisa kamon. Of course, it's kosher. Of course, it's kosher. Not based on Erech Adem Nisun. It's not based on Biyodah, because it's no longer Biyodah now. The animal is dead.
He said that Erech has been highly sure by Mominus. That's not
a Hakadah. Yeah, but he's only Nema to the extent of Shvur. He's not Nema the Gamma.
You see that Erech has Nema on the Maisa, perhaps?
Yeah, partially. He's only Nema to the extent of Shvur. But here we want the Erech to be Nema 100%. And then the other answer that they quoted, the Rabbeinu Baruch gave a different answer. He said, the reason, also along the lines of the Rav Lezer Mimitz, he said, the reason why the Sheikhet is believed, the reason why the Sheikhet is believed when he says that he Shechted properly, is not because Eidech and Amisum, no, it's Keneged HaChazaka. The reason why is because Rov Mitzui Meitzel Shechita Mumtim Hei. It's not based on the Nemanus of the Eidech. So that's what Tosfos doesn't agree with the Rabbeinu Baruch. This is Avogav Daloshach. They say, Maisim Mechol Yoim, that we rely on Erech Nem Yisurim by Shechita, because the Mishnah says, the first Mishnah in Chulin says, that if a Cherusha to be caught in Shecht, and someone else is watching, so then the Shechita is good, done by the Cherusha to be caught, but the Cherusha to be caught don't have Namonis to say that they did a proper Shechita. So as long as they have a good Loimer Agabach, if you have a Cherim Roimoy, so someone else is watching, so then you say, Erech Nem Yisurim, they believed. But if you have a Gadol who's shechting the behemoth, he says that I shechted properly, then the Mashmah said the Mishnah is, you don't need Acherim Odom Al Gabov. Then the Gadol is Neman. So Tosfos says, the Lama Tzinim Shemokim Shid Stark with Gadol. If a Gadol is shechting, the Mishnah only says, Acherim Shechted the Kotner Shecht, you need Gadol Emer Al Gabov. We never find Shemokim Shid Stark with Gadol Echad Emer Al Gabov. The Allah doesn't require two Edim. Why not? I say Echad Kenegar Chazokah. Umaisim Echal Yom De Mehemen. We always trust the Shechet when he says that the behem is kosher. And don't tell me the answer that the Rabbeinu Baruch gave, because Rov Mitzui Meitzel Shechita Mumtim Hei. That's what the Mordechai quoted. So Tosfos doesn't agree with that. Tosfos, Avgav de Loshach, Rov Mitzui Meitzel Shechita Mumtim Hei. They give you a case where they think that you can't apply Rov Mitzui Meitzel Shechita Mumtim Hei. So our Tosfos is taking a stand on this. On the three fundamental answers that the Baalei HaTosfos gave. The whole question only was if you all like the Baalei HaTosfos. If you all like the Ramban, there's no question. Ban the Mechaber Paschal is like all the Chat Misvorit. Eidechad Keneged HaChazaka is believed, so there's no question Mechlal. How is the Sheikha believed to say that the flesh is kosher? It's Keneged HaChazaka. The Gemara never raised the question of Eidechad Keneged HaChazaka. The whole question the Gemara asked them in Yivamas Daf Peches was, is there any Mocker in the Mishnayis for the Din? Well, we don't know what the Mocker is, but the Din is still a Din. The Gemara never questioned the Din. The whole question is, if you all the way Tesis learned, the Gemara had an Ibai Velev Shita, what is the Din? What is the din? Is Eidech and Neman Keneged HaChazaka? No, the Gemara couldn't establish, the Gemara couldn't begin any proofs one way or the other, so it's a sveka d'dina, so we go l'chumra. Erechut kenegan ha-chazok ha-zein ha-neman, so all the balei ha-toses were stuck. So how do you have maisim l'chol yom? How do you trust the shechet? Lo matzina b'shum mokem that you need a gadol oimer ha-gabov when there's a gadol shechting, that you're going to say erechut doesn't apply. So that's where the toses came up with these three answers, the three suggestions. See, this is
so
a big.
There's two Tosfos having a Chazar?
Yeah.
So where's the
Chazar happening? In the Tosfos Gufa, the Tosfos is patched together from different Balei HaTosfos here. The Kasha that they asked against Rashi, how can you prove from the Pasuk, the Shachatis, Ben Abok, and Sharei Hamina, HaTorah, Kol Echot, V'Echot, Alashchito. So that Kasha, the Beis Halevi says, that Kasha is not Shveh. If you hold like the Rabbeinu Tam said, in our Tosfos, that Kasha is not Shveh. Because whenever it's biyada, biyada accomplishes that it's not keneged a chazaka. He controls the chazaka. Biyada lemafre is also good. So it comes out that it's not erechad keneged a chazaka. So that is the marker of the din of erechad nem and bisur. Erechad keneged a chazaka b'makom shu biyada equals erechad nem and bisur. It's the same old din. So that wouldn't be a kasha. The Balei HaTosfos who were asking the kasha are other than the Rabbeinu Tam. Those who don't agree with the Rabbeinu Tam. So they had to come up with it. They held that Eidechot Keneged HaChazoka is Eina Neman because it's Eidechot on a Maisa. It's like a Dovish HaBiyar. It's a different thing. Like we said by Kiddush HaChodesh. The Raman quotes the Gemara, Eidechot is Neman by Kiddush HaChodesh. Based on Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Eidechot is Neman. When they sent the Shluchim to notify all the communities, when Rosh Chodesh was Nikva, so the Raman quotes the Gemara, why do you believe the Eidechot? So he gives the answer because it's a milsa David Legloy Loy Mishakri. What's the question? Isn't that the din of Eidechot? You don't know when Yontif is going to be. So the Eidechot comes riding on his horseback and he says, Rosh Chodesh was Wednesday. And goodbye. Enjoy Yontif. Have a good time. Another 2 weeks is going to be Pesach. So what's the problem? Why does the Rambam have to come on? The Gemara. Why does the Gemara have to come on to an answer of milsa David Legloy Loy Mishakri? What appears from the Gemara? That even though the Eidechot is only saying, and Isurim, there's no Dovah Shibiyarva, there's no Mammon, there's no Nefash, nothing. But he's saying on a Maisa, Rosh Chodesh doesn't happen by itself. He's saying on a Maisa that doesn't declare Rosh Chodesh. So it sounds a little bit from that Gemara like that. Eidechot, that Eidechot is made on a Maisa, that's called the Mammon, the Nefash, the Dovah Shibiyarva. It's all one category. That's called Dovah Shibiyarva.
We find that Eidechot is able to say, I think actually it's the issue of Kabbalah, because we don't know the Jewish. Right.
Right. So that's what So that's what we said over the Ran. The Ran on the Rif on that Gemara. The father says Kidash Tez Bita. So the father is Neman to establish that he did. That's a pasuk. Is Bita Nasat Lisha Zeh. The Torah gives Nemanah to the father if the girl is still a Ketan or a Nar. So the father is believed to establish that he did a Maisa Kedushin. Now the father says, I don't remember who the chassan was. So if this guy comes and he volunteers, I am the chassan. So the Ran says that's a detail. It's a very major detail, but that's a detail. And the only time the halacha requires two edim on a davar shebi'erva is an actual act of the davar shebi'erva itself. On the details, that's what the Gemara in Yevam, Islam and Tess calls gilei milsa b'yalmei. That's what Tosfos writes over here. Also, that's what we left off in the middle. The Tosfos, the second Tosfos said, Echad Nemisur. The smaller Tosfos. One is a larger Tosfos, the second one is the smaller one. So the two line Tosfos, Eidechot Nem Yisurim, so the last line they said, they would have thought that this is a Gilei Milsa B'Yalmei. Some other details, even though it's a crucial detail, it's Leikuka, but on the details of the case of the Dovah Shebi'erva, then you say Eidechot is Neman also. No, the father already was Neman to say Kedash Tiz Biti. The Maisa we have established based on the father. The husband is just saying, I was the one. He just. It's a crucial detail. We have to know who is the husband, who's Mutaba, who's Osaba, who has the ability to give it. Yeah, it's very crucial details. Likuva. But since it's only a detail, so that's only a Gilei Milsa B'Yalmei. He says, I am the one. That's a Gilei Milsa B'Yalmei.
And what does Tosfos mean in the end from Nida? That Ischazik breaks, Ischazik will be broken by a Biyada now, the same way that Lo Ischazik Bein Biyada?
Ischazik, Erechot Keneged HaChazaka, if it's Biyada, was Neman. Yeah. So Tosfos says, the last line of Tosfos says, when the woman who's a Zava has to count Shivinikim and then she has to go to Mikveh, so when she says, I was Tovel in the Mikveh, that's Taka Erechot Keneged HaChazaka. We know she's Tameya now for the last couple of days, and now she's saying, I went to the mikveh. That's a Erechet Keneged HaChazak, but that's Biyoda. She could go to the mikveh right now. So since it's Biyoda now to go to the mikveh, so you believe her if she says, I went to the mikveh yesterday. Biyoda is Nemer, because it's Biyoda now. They say that she counted Shivinikim, that's not Biyoda. It's not Biyoda to see where the dam should stop. But I said, that's not Keneged HaChazak. Just because she had dam for 3 days in a row doesn't mean she's going to have dam the next day. We know that she's a Zavik Doylo. And she had dam for 3 days in a row. It's not Becheska Shetira Kol Shor. It's not necessarily so that she's going to have Riyaz dam today. So she says that today I was Baidik, there was no dam. And each day, for 7 days, she says she was Baidik, there was no dam. So I said, that's not Keneged HaChazaka. On the Tefillah in the Mikveh, that's Taka Keneged HaChazaka. So that you need Biyoda, not you have Biyoda.
So she means that those two things are equal. No Ishazik and no
Biyada
is the same as
Ishazik with Biyada. The Gemara says, whenever Erechot Keneged HaChazaka, so whenever it's Biyada is good. However, you slice that Gemara. So Reb Lezer Mimitz and the Rabbeinu Baruch say that you have to have Biyada now. Because it's really, whenever it's Erechot Keneged HaChazaka, it's like Dovish HaBiyarva. And you need two Edom to come and testify in front of Bezdin after you kosher Edom, men and not women and so on. That's the machlekes of Tzais and Nesivos. When you have Erechot Keneged HaChazaka, does it become like a Dovish of the Yerba? Now you need to aid him or not. So the Pashtus is, we follow the Rabbeinu Tam, that you don't need two kosher Edom. Just Erechot is good. If it's Erechot Keneged HaChazaka, you got to have two Erechots. Erechot Bakosha Lav Plumi, two Edom Bakosha are good. Two Edom Bakosha are good. But that's a fundamental machlekes HaRishayim. Fundamental machlekes HaRishayim. Machlekes Achrayim, the Tzais and the Nesivos is really rooted in machlekes HaRishayim over here. What's the Geder Adin? What's the problem? Why Zeidechot Keneged HaRoiv is good, and Roiv Keneged HaChazaka, the Roiv is good. Zeidechot Keneged HaChazaka should also be good. So you have to either take one answer or the other. You have to say some answer. Depending on which route you're going to go, it's going to guide you in two different directions. Whether you need two kosher Eidim Bifnei Bezin, or no, you need two Eidechot. And it's going to determine whether you need it should be Biyodo now, or it's efficient if it was Biyodo yesterday. The Gemara says in Yesh Neuchlin, where does it say in the Gemara that by Mominus and Dovish HaBiyarva, Biyoda was good? The Torah says you need two Eidim by Mominus, and then yesterday said the Torah says you need two Eidim by the Foshes, then there's a Xerishavah, Dovish and Dovish HaBiyarva needs two Eidim. So where does it say anywhere in the Gemara that Biyoda was good? So we had a Tosefta that was quoted in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed, that whenever it's Biyoda and Mominus is them. Then we had a Gemara in Yesh Neuchlin, but the Gemara says Yesh Nechna Habal Shama Gerash Neisishti Neman because Biyodo Lagash. So that then the Gemara says we don't pass like that for a different reason. But basically, Biyodo is good by Mominus and Biyodo is good by Dovish of the Yerba. And then the Gemara says there on that daf on Kufla Medava in the Bava Basra Habal Shama Gerash Neisishti Neman. If he says Gerash Tio Hayom, what if he says Gerash Neisishti 5 years ago? So is he Neman? Lemafreya. So the Gemara says, no, it's not Biyodo today. There's nothing that he has in his power today to accomplish that she should become a Pnuya Lemafreya as of 5 years ago. So you need Biyodo now. Whenever you're relying on Biyodo by Mominus or Dovish HaBiyarva, that's a new Nemonus of Biyodo. So that Nemonus has to be that it's still Biyodo now. Biyodo Lemafreya would not be acceptable. So this Rabbeinu Tam is a Chiddush when he says Biyodo Lemafreya is good. That's why his Talmidim didn't agree. Rav Lezer and Mitzvah Rabbeinu Baruch didn't agree. So Rabbeinu Tam said, no, the Gemara in Rabbeinu Staf Peches didn't mean to say that Erechot Keneged HaChazaka is Eino Nemon and you have to come on to Biyodo. No, it's a different word. If it's Biyodo, so that shows that it's not called Keneged HaChazaka. Not that whenever it's Keneged HaChazaka, it's labeled as a Dovish HaBiyodo. No, it's Erechot Makhosh is no good. If it's Biyodo, so it's not called HaChazaka, it's not Makhosh the Erechot. He could have changed it yesterday. So Biyodo Lemafreya is also not called Erechot Makhosh. This is the big machlokes of Rishonim, how to read the Gemara here. So some of the Bali HaTosfos read the Gemara, that the Gemara was asking two different kashas. Since it's an Ibai Deleif Shita in Yevamos Daf Peches, whether Erechot Keneged HaChazaka is Neman or Eino Neman, the Rambam passes me Sveika Dina, Sveika the Rice of the Chumra, Erechot Keneged HaChazaka is Eino Neman. So that's what the Gemara asks. Two independent kashas here. One kasha is, when do you say Erechot Neman? You have a Chatticha in front of you. You don't know whether it's Chelev or Shuma. it also comes and identifies that this is the Shechet Shech to the Beim. We're watching. Shechet Shech to the Beim. And then someone has to remove the Chalev. I don't know what Chalev is. I don't know what Chalev, I don't know what Shuman. So an expert comes and he tells me the Chalev has been removed. This is Shuman and this is Chalev. Don't eat this and eat this. That's Eidech. And that would be Shuman. It's not Keneged HaChazaken. But over here, the Gemara says the woman is Becheska, says she's been married for the last 25 years. And now the husband sends a get. And we don't know whether the get was written in Shema. So the Gemara says the Eidechud is saying that the get was written in Shema and this is good to divorce with. So the Gemara says that's Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka. Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka. The writing of the get to Shema will enable you to divorce the woman, but she's Becheska, says she's ish for the last 25 years. If the get was written in Shema, the Shema, it's not useful. It's not kosher to divorce with it. So the Gemara says two kashas. How can you believe in Eidechud? The Eidechud, number one, is Keneged HaChazaka. And number two, it's a dovish. The matter is one of a dovish abiyarva over here. So dovish abiyarva, even if it's not Keneged HaChazaka, requires to it. This is the way some Rishonim read that it's two distinct kashas. Taisis Bayos happens to have that it's not two kashas, and they're bothered, why not? But we paskin the halacha that Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka Zeina Neman. There are more paskins in Siman Kuf Chav Zayin. Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka Zeina Neman. So why doesn't the Gemara ask it as two different kashas? So Taisis had the gears, it's all one kasha. They say Tosfos Habidov Shebiyarv. Had they not got Dov Shebiyarv, they should have asked Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka. They say no, but that's an Ibai Deleiv Shita and Yivamis. According to one side, we don't know what the din is. So the Tam Sveiket the din is. So we say Sveiket the Rasa Lechumre. We can't rely on Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka. But the Gemara can't ask as a kasha. How can you rely on Eidechud? Maybe the din is Eidechud Kumakam HaChazaka is Neman. Maybe Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka is Neman and Isur. That's what Tosfos writes over here. I don't know Kadov Shibiyav. I'm Rami Shem Beisha Rabo. Shari Sir Gon Tevel Behegdash. Yeah, Misafkalon. Gemara is Misupin. So Gemara didn't want to ask Akasha. Maybe you'll give the answer. Eidechud is Neman Keneged HaChazaka. That's why our Tosfos had the Girsa. The Gemara was asking one Kasha, not asking two Kashas. But other Rishonim had the Girsa that the Gemara is asking two distinct Kashas. We know La Locha what the din is. According to the Chachmei Ashkenaz. According to the Baal Yatos. Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka. Is Eina Neman. So that was the Gemara's two kashas. The one kasha was that it's a Dovish Abiyarva, the other kasha was even if it weren't a Dovish Abiyarva, Eidechud Keneged HaChazaka should not be believed. So then we also discussed the Rabbi Natam asks in Tosfos, Tosfos goes to Rabbi Natam, how can the Gemara originally give an answer Eidechud Neman Bisur? That's ridiculous. The Gemara didn't know that a get has to have two signatures. That's the Mishnah, the Daf Tezvav and Aleph. Lefonai nechtav chetzio and not kulo. What do you mean chetzio and not kulo? You have to have two signatures. He says, Eidechud signed when I was there, I wasn't there when the other Eidechud signed. So you see, be fair from the Mishnah, you have to have two Eidim. Maisim Mechal Yom, a get always needs two signatures. So how can the Gemara have had a havamina that you should apply Eidechud and Bisurim? On a get. Everybody knows a get is the original Dovash Abiyarva. Ein lecha Dovash Abiyarva gadol mizeh. How can the Gemara have a havamin? So just the way the Rabbi Natam worded the kasha, how can they have a havamin that a gerishin is not a Dovash Abiyarva, that it's Isurim? He says, Iker a get yochiach shetzach lechos me'mishnayim. A get always needs two signatures. So that's what we pointed out last week. Not everybody would agree to that proof of the Rabbi Natan. The kasha is still a murderous kasha. Of course, Gerishin is Dov Shebiyarva. If Gerishin is not Dov Shebiyarva, what is? Only Soita. The original pasuk says, Himotza ba'ervas davar, the Torah has a din, amachsa gerushasa. The man was married to a woman. And then he divorces her, Himotza ba'ervas davar, she goes and she marries someone else. And the second husband either divorces her or dies. So the Torah prohibits the first husband from remarrying the wife. That's the prohibition of amachsa gerushasa. The lava lo'ichol ba'alirishon shishul chadashu lakachta acharei asheru tamo. So the pasuk uses the expression, why did the first husband divorce her? Kimotzu ba'ervas dover. How did he discover that she's a sait asur l'bailo? So the Gemara says dover dover mi momen. Just like by momenis it says in yesterday's sedra, al pishnei edim al pishlosh edim yakum dover. And that goes on momenis. So too, by Dov Shebiyarva, Kimotza Bo'ervas Dover, he discovered that she's a Soit HaAsur HaLevailo, based on two Eidim. Who is that Gemara? Dover Dover Mimamen. The end of the Masilta. Tzadik Gamar Aleph is the Mishnah has the Machloekes Satanayim. What's grounds for divorce? So Beishamai are of the opinion that it's not proper to divorce your wife unless Motza Ba'erev Azdov. They still don't agree. So there the Gemara talks about that Pasuk Motza Ba'erev Azdov. And then the Gemara has on Tzadik Gamar Aleph, and how do you ascertain? How do you ascertain how many witnesses you have to have? So the Gemara says about 15 lines from the top of Tzadik Gamar Aleph. Nemakan dover ki motza ba'erev is dover. Nemala halon dover al pishneidim al pishlosh edim yakum dover. That's by mominis. Mala halon bishneidim afkan bishneidim. So here the Gemara is saying that for biru hadover to be mevara an issue of dover shebiya, we have to have to wait. So what's the original dover shebiya? So the original one is motza ba'erev is dover soita asur al ban. But kiddush and gerushin, for sure that's a dover shebiya. Those are the three that are dover shebiya. Kiddush and gerushin and soita asur al ban. Of course it's a dover shebiya. So the Rabbeinu Tam could have asked without the proof, but the way he presented his kasha was he presented with a proof. How can you say that the get? And that echad is namu to say that the get is written lishma. Isn't the matter of gerishin a matter of davish abiyervo? We can prove from the ikar get itself. He tainis ikar get yochir shechtok lochasman bishnai. So the proof, the way the Rabbeinu Tam words the kasha, the proof is not so 100% conclusive because there are two opinions in Tosfos and Ksuvos Daf Chav Amar Aleph going over Tam and Beis. What's the status of a shtar b'yed echad? They say that in order to be considered a shtar, there's a special din. Shtar is always a problem. It should really be mipim ulam piksov. So the answer is it's a din that whenever the shtar is written with das hamaschayv, so then it doesn't pose a problem. The din mipim ulam piksov is only if the shtar, if the document, if the testimony was not authorized by the das hamaschayv. If the das hamaschayv authorizes it, then it has the status of a shtar. So that's an exception to the rule. The rule is, mipik sovim is no good. Midas hamaschayv, it's called a shtar, it is good. So Tos is there, and Ksuvos Daf Chav has two versions, Tos and Amaveis, has two opinions. How do we read the Gemara in the end of Bava Basra? Is that even good if the shtar is Erechot? Let's say Erechot b'shtar will be good to the same extent that Erechot b'alpeh will be good. What do you say? No. A shtar b'Erechot doesn't have the validity of a shtar at all. It reverts back to be considered, and mipik sovim, and it's no good. A special din, the parsha that talks about shtar raya, shtar kinyan is the pasuk chumash because we'll all say for krisis. That's a shtar kinyan. Where is the pasuk for shtar raya? So according to Rab Meir, every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. But according, we don't pass like Rab Meir. We pass like Rab Loza. Eidim Mizira Karsis. A shtar kinyan does not have to serve as a shtar raya in order to accomplish kinyan. So where is the mocker for shtar raya? The mocker is the parsha in Yirmiyah. That the Rabbanu Shlom tells Yirmiyah Novi to buy the field from his cousin, and he should put away the shtar, and he klicheres leman yamnu yomim rabim, the shtar should last for a long time. The golden bubble is going to last for 70 years. Yirmiyah Novi may not be alive in another 70 years. He'll be already 150 years old. He's already an old man. So put away the shtar so your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren will be able to get back to field. When they'll come back after the golden bubble, they'll be able to get back to field, proving that the field is there with the shtar. So you see that there's such a thing as a shtar raya. I may pick something, so the answer is no, the shtar was written midas hamischai. So in that parsha, when it says that he wrote a shtar raya, leman yam de yomim rabim, he should use that shtar after 70 years. He should be able to get back the field. So it says, v'oid all of Eidim, and I had two witnesses who signed on the shtar. Oid all of Eidim in the plural. So Tosfos has two opinions. Is that dafke halacha? You need a minimum of two Eidim? And if you don't have two Eidim, it's no good? Or should I say no? If Eidechot Baal Peh is good to the extent of Shavuos, Eidechot Bishtar will also be good to the extent of Shavuos. If you want to win the whole case, you got to have two Eidim Baal Peh. You got to have two Eidim Bishtar. Is it a special din that Shtar Be'Eidechot is worthless? Or no? Shtar Be'Eidechot, if you have two Shtaris, each one was signed by Eidechot, so one and one is two, so you have two Eidim. Or do you say, no, it's zero and zero. It's zero. Shtar Be'Eidechot is nothing. So there's two opinions in Tosfos. The Rambam writes the Beferish in one place, in Hilchas Malva V'Loiv, he talks about Halvoa, and he has a Milva B'Shtar, he only has Eidechot on the Shtar. So the Rambam writes that a Shtar B'Eidechot is good, to the extent Eidechot would be good, Baal Peh, Eidechot B'Shtar is also good. And Tosfos has two opinions about that. They say B'Shem Rab Chaim Araya, that opinion in Tosfos, that it's a new din, that it's not identical with the regular din of Eidechot Baal Peh is good, so Eidechot B'Shtar is good, and to Eidechot Baal Peh is good, so to Eidechot B'Shtar is good. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Perget Poshut, the other Bava Basra, that there are two, the Parsha in Yirmiya says that there are two types of shtaris. There's a shtar poshut and a shtar mekusha. Get poshut and a get mekusha. So get poshut is straight, the whole get, the whole shtar havod, the whole shtar mecher is written on one side of the page and the witness is signed on the bottom. That's a shtar poshut. Then they instituted, already in the days of Yirmiya HaNavi, they had a shtar mekusha. They would write a few lines and then they would fold it over and sew it up. This would take five times as long. They would sew it over, fold it over and sew it, and have somebody sign at that point. Then they write another two lines, fold it over and sew it, and have somebody sign on the back. So it's not a kakai shtar. So the Gemara, so the Mishnah says the shtar poshut, the get poshut only needs two signatures on the bottom, and the get mekusha needs three signatures. So the Gemara says, where did that come from? That the get mekusha needs three signatures. At first, the Gemara thought that it's a pasuk in Chumash. It says al pishnei edim al pishloish edim yakum medavar. And the Mishnah Makas presents a question: if two edim are good enough, so two means that one is no good. Once you say two are good, so three are good, four are good, five are good, anything two and above is good. So why does it have to say al pishnei edim al pishloish edim? So the Gemara made a suggestion: maybe that's what the pasuk means. Two edim for get poshut, and three edim for get mekushu, and it's a din derais. What do you mean a din derais? Din derais said that sometimes you need a mamzer, you need three edim. It doesn't make any sense. You see that? So Rav Chaim said, you see from the Hava meaning of the Gemara backs out and says that it's not true. The reason why he says al pishnei edim al pishlosha edim is explained in the Mishnah Makas, either to teach you the din of korb apostle, or to tell you the din atchiyazal mekulam, or to tell you the din anash akasa sinit below Rav Erik. And the Mishnah gives different answers why it mentions shlosha. But the Gemara had as a Hava meaning in the beginning of Perget Pasha, the end of Bar Basa, as a Hava meaning, the Gemara thought that Shnei Eidim goes on a get Pashut and three Eidim goes on a get Mekush. So the Havamini see that the Gemara thought that Eidis Biksav is an Udin. That the Minatori need three Eidim. Even though Balped there is no such animal, it doesn't exist. That's a difference between two Eidim and three Eidim. But the Shtar you need, it's a different Eidim. Yeah, but the Gemara rejects it. That's not, the Gemara rejected it. So maybe you should say like the Rambam wrote, the Shtar, whatever would be acceptable, Balped would be acceptable Biksav. If Eid Echad is good Balpeh, so Eid Echad Bishtar is good to the extent of an Eid Echad Balpeh. If you want to win the whole case, you need two Eidim Balpeh, so you need two Eidim in the Shtar. So that's what Taisus has two opinions. Taisus in Ksubas, Daf Chof Amud Beis. If one were to assume that that's the halacha, that a Shtar has to have two Eidim signed on it, otherwise it's not called a Shtar. La Shavu Yishtar, in order to be considered a Shtar. It says in the Pasuk, in Yirmiyah, Vo'oid all of Eidim, and I had two witnesses sign on the Shtar. And that's the definition of shtar, has to be two edim. So then you can't prove from the fact that the get has to have two signatures, doesn't necessarily prove that the issue of gerishin constitutes a double shabiyah. Maybe really gerishin is eidechon and bisurim, but a shtar requires two edim, so separate din is shtar. So you see the Rabbi Natan, the way he worded the kasha would have been still a good kasha. What are you talking about? Of course gerishin is double shabiyah. How can the Gemara have a havamina? The kasha is still a good kasha, but the way the Rabbi Natan worded it, that the that's the presentation of the proof. That proof wouldn't have proved anything. One could say, see, the Rabbi Natan holds that there is no such requirement that La Shvu Yishtar you have to have two Eid. If you have Eid Echad Bishtar, it would be good to the extent of Eid Echad Baal Peh, Eid Echad Bishtar would have been good. So the kasha that the Rabbi Natan asked is a good kasha, Ben Kovaka. With the raya that he brought is not necessarily agreed upon by all the Bali Atas, but the kasha is still a good kasha. So what did Rabbi Natan explain in the Gemara? The Tirei, Rabbi Natan explained the Hachikomer. The Gemara thought in the Havamina that the only aspect of it, the Gemara knew all along that a Gerishin, the issue of Gerishin is a Dovish of the Yerba. The Gemara knew all along that. The Gemara thought that the only aspect of Gerishin that needs Shnei Eidim is the act of Gerishin itself. But if there's something else that you have to be Mevare, let's say you have to know that a husband, a man and a woman come to the rabbi and the husband says, I want to divorce my wife. My name is so-and-so, my wife's name is so-and-so. Write a get. How do you know that that's the husband? Maybe that's the boyfriend and they're fooling the rabbi into believing. So the rabbanon we require in Eid Echot should testify to identify him. In our Torah, he's believed on his own. How can he be believed on his own? Isn't that a dovish of the Yerubim? So the answer is, the Gemara asked this question there in Yavamis. The Yavam comes, the Yavam flies in from South Africa to do the Yibum, to do the Chalitza, to perform the Chalitza. How do you know that he's the brother? Maybe he's a good friend of the Yavama, he feels bad. The real brother doesn't want to do chalitza. Maybe he's a good friend and he feels bad. Why they don't? The woman is going to be an aguna. So he comes and he tells a lie and he says that that he's the Yavama. How do you know that he's telling the truth? Chalitza is a dovish of the Yavama. The Gemara said the Farish. Yavama Lashuk is a matter of dovish of the Yavama. To say that the chalitza was done needs two Eidim. Eidechud is not believed. Some Rishonim say over there, not Gemara. The Gemara says Eidechud is believed to identify the Yavam. The Bezdin has to write a shtar chalitza for the woman. The Bezdin writes a shtar chalitza, get chalitza. So it says, we, the undersigned, we constituted a Bezdin of three, and we got together and we were supervising the chalitza, and we ascertained that this is the Yavam. Ishtamoydinu means we ascertained hikarnuhu. We came to the realization this man is the brother of the mace, and that's why we supervise the chalitza. So the Gemara says, how many witnesses do you have to have to identify that he is the brother of the mace? It's a machleg, is whether two or one. So the Gemara said, we pass on the mik, one is enough. Why is one enough? So the Tzais explained, because Benatar, you don't even need anything. The man comes and he says, I am the brother, he's believed. Why? Because the Vaharai, the Gemara says later on, Samach Vav, where was it? Samach Zayin, Samach Vav. On Samach Vav, no, the Gemara says, Kosven Ostim, Vishasas HaKosven HaPishay Makir. You don't need any Hakkar at all. So Mikared Din, you don't need any Hakkar. So why don't you need any Hakkar? So the Gemara says that because Gilim Milsa B'Yalmu. That's the Lashon that Tosafot writes over here. Gilim Milsa B'Yalmu. What do you mean? The only aspect of the get, and the only aspect of the Chalitza that needs two Eidim, is the actual act of the chalitza and the actual act of the get. But to identify that this is the husband, that this is the yavam, that's a side point. It's crucial. If he's not the yavam, he's not the husband, he can't do the chalitza, he can't give the get. But that's not the actual act of the davish b'yavam, so that's called gilin milsa b'yavam. The side things, the basic din is that yedechadem and bisurim there too. Only on the actual act of the davish b'yavam itself you need.
On the question, doesn't the Mishnah say that if money on the get is possible, even if we hold it by regular stars, maybe it's still a good start. But Mishnah says by Gittin, it's a guest possible, maybe that's just a question. Since we say in the Mishnah that the get is not a good get unless there's two Eidim,
we
want to be
Darabanan.
So then, why are we asking
over here
that we should
have
believe one Eidim, we
believe
first, and we
Darabanan
need
two Eidim? Yeah, but if you hold that every star needs two Eidim, because that's a din in Hilchot Shtar, even where Nayin Echad Baal Peh would be good. But Eidechah Bishtar is worthless, Eidechah Bishtar is zero, so then there's no proof from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, of course a Shtar needs to wait. Every Shtar needs to wait. Even a Shtar and Issa, that matters, would need to wait.
So why does Mishnah say it's possible? It should be not
a Shtar.
It should be, is it possible
but the... Why is it only possible with the Rabbanon? No, so Rashi explains it. The Rashi and the Mishnah and Peivav explains why. Either it's, there are two opinions in the Gemara there, on Peivav. Either it's Kosovic Sav Yoda plus an Eidechah, it's really good without the Eidechah. Or it's Sav Sefer V'Eid. We only have two Eidim. The fact that there's one handwriting for the script of the Get and the second handwriting for the Eid Echod, so the script of the Get, the Sefer serves as the other Eid Echod. No, it's a case where it's Menatar, it is good.
So then there are really two Eidim. So you
really have two Eidim. Yeah, of course you always need two Eidim for a Get. So that's how Ben Tamstein says all over, of course you need two Eidim for a Get. Everybody agrees you need two Eidim. So how can the Gemara have entertained the Havamina that Eid Echod would be good for Gerishin? So he says, no, there never was such a Havamina. The Havamin of the Gemara is Avada Gerishin is a Dovish of the Yerba. But they thought that the only time, the only aspect of a Dovish of the Yerba that needs, Labira Dovah, needs to aid him, is on the actual act of Gerishin itself. But to ascertain the side points, to identify, is this the husband? So Mikir Adin, the man is believed on his own to say, I am the husband. That's what the Gemara calls Gilim Ilsa B'Yalmahi. On the side issues, outside of the actual act of the Dovah Shabbi, you don't need two aid. You only need two aid on the actual act of the Dovah Shabbi. See, on that Gemara, the original Gemara Ishtamoydina, where it says Gilam Milsabam, that's in Yavam Islamat Test on the base. So the Gemara is talking about Chalitza. That the Bezdin writes in this document that they give, we have a Ptur. When a woman gets a get, so we take back the get, then Bezdin gives her a Ptur. Where does this institution come from? Because in the days of the Gemara, they used to give the woman a ptur when she had chalitza. So we carried it over, we extended it. Not only does the Bezdin authorize the writing of a ptur by chalitza, the Bezdin authorized the writing of a ptur by Gerishin as well. So the Gemara says, when you write the ptur by the chalitza, the get chalitza, so you write that we succeeded in ascertaining the identity of the Yavam, and therefore we allowed him to do the chalitza. So the Gemara has a machlokes, that ishtemoydino, that hakara, to identify that he is the Yavam, Do you need two Aiden? Because it's a Dabash of the Erevo. They say one Aiden is good. So we pass him one Aiden is good because Gila Milsa Biyamu. So what does it mean Gila Milsa Biyamu? So we just explained. It's not the actual act of Dabash of the Erevo itself. It's a side point. It's a very crucial side point to know who the Yavam is. But since it's not the actual act of Dabash of the Erevo, so Gila Milsa Biyamu is not governed by the rule that Dabash of the Erevo needs to have. So in that Gemara, there's a Tosis Rid. It's glad it's not there. It's in Baba Basra. In Baba Basra, the Gemara talks, a man died and the children are fighting over the Yerusha. So the oldest one says, the father died at the age of 120. His children are all in their 90s. So they all look ancient. They all look pretty old. So how can you tell who's older? So they have their birth certificates. So one guy says, I'm the Bchor and I'm entitled to Pishnayim. And the other guy says, I'm the Bchor. How do you know who's the oldest one? So the Gemara says, an Eid Echad comes and he says, he's the Bchor, he gets Pishnayim. So there's a Machlokes of Rishonim. Is Eid Echad Taka good? Or it's Labdavke? The Gemara means two Eidim came. They said somebody came with another person. It never says explicitly that two witnesses came. So some Rishonim said that Eid Echad is sufficient. How can it be Eid Echad is sufficient? They're mominous. How can it be? They said just like Eid Echad is sufficient just to identify who the husband is, Eid Echad is sufficient to identify who the Yavam is. Eid Echad is sufficient to say who the Bchor is. So the Tosis read on Perek Yesh Neuchlin has a long essay on that. So he said, that's wrong. The reason why the Gemara says in Yavam is Daf Lametes on the base that Eid Echad is sufficient by Chalitza to identify, and he says against all of Shas. He says because Chalitza, if Yavam Alashuk, the Yavam and Marisama, there's no Misa, there's no Koris. It's only an essay in a lab. Yivama Yavalel. Let's see. It's the same Machutz of Yizar. Yivama Yavalel. The Gemara says an essay in a loisa essay. So since there's no chorus and there's no misa, so that's not called Dovah Shabiyam. So Edechad is Naman Bisur. Edechad is Naman Bisur by Yivama Lashu. So Abchaim Oizen says, with all due respect, he has a truth. He says, against the Nofan and Gemara. Do we know that the din is, if an Edechad says, Meis Baila, it's a special kulam in the Rabbanon. So Gemara has a discussion. What about the Gemara gives the reasons why Eid Echad is Neman by Meis Baal? So Gemara is not sure what would the din be, whether Eid Echad would be Neman to say Meis Hayavam. The husband died leaving no children, no descendants, and the wife needs either Chalitza or Yibum, and Eid Echad comes and he says Meis Hayavam. So would you say just like Mishum Yiguna Kila Berabbanan, Eid Echad is good by Meis Baal? Or would you say the same thing over here or not? Maybe she doesn't. Maybe the husband she loves, so she's daiko minsava. Maybe the yavam she doesn't like him. Maybe she won't be somedai. So Rav Chaim Oizen said, what's the whole discussion in the Gemara? The discussion is based on the assumption that meis hayavam should also be a davar shebi'erva. You need mikra din. You need two edim. We're mesupik whether the kula that they instituted by meis baila that erecha should be believed, despite the fact that it shouldn't be considered a davar shebi'erva. Does that kula carry over to meis hayavam? Are you going to say like the Tosis Rid? That Yivam al-Ashuk is not a Dov Shabiyar. So what's the whole Shad in the first place? Like the Sheh Shmaitzer says, he has a whole discussion. Bizman Azed is a Cheh de Rabbeinu Gershom. So a husband is not allowed to take more than one wife. So let's say the wife is missing in the war. After the Second World War, there were tens of thousands of Agunas. Tens of thousands of Agunas. After the war was over. No one knew where their husband was, no one knew where their wife was, and it took years and years till they're still discovering now where the husbands or the wives are. So what's the din? Let's say the husband doesn't know where his wife is. And the Echad comes and says, I know that your wife is killed by the Nazis. So would you believe the Echad to say, Mesa Ishtacha? So the Shem Shmait says, Mesa Ishtacha? That's not a Dovah Shebi'erva. Meis Baila, that's a Dovah Shebi'erva. We have a whole discussion. One is Eid Echad believed to say Meis Baila, but to say Meis Ishtach is a Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. That's not a Dovah Shebi'erva. Of course Eid Echad is good. Eid Echad says that there's no Chem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Go get married. You don't need two Eidim there. You don't have to come on to a whole pilpul. This is what the Sheh Shmaitzer said. That's a Dovah Poshah like that. So that's what Rav Chaim Moser writes. If the Tosis Rid were right, and what he writes there in Perkei Shnoichlin, that the reason why Eid Echad is believed by Ishtamaydinu to identify who the Yavam is, if the reason why he's believed is because the Etzem Chalitza itself is not a Dovah Shebi'erva. So what's the whole Shaila about Eid Echad saying Meis HaYavam? Of course Eid Echad is good. It's Eid Echad Nevin Bisur. You see from the whole sugya that Eid Echad is not believed to say. Of course it's a davar shebi'erva, even though there's no karis and there's no misa by Yavam and Oshik, it's still a davar shebi'erva. To say that the woman had chalitza, that she needs chalitza, she doesn't need chalitza. So why is it that Eid Echad is believed to say who the Yavam is? It's not the way that Tosfos Rit says. The Gemara says, Gila Milsa B'Almahi. What does Gila Milsa B'Almahi mean? Despite the fact that it's a davar shebi'erva, Me'ikar Adin, Eid Echad is believed, because the Eid Echad is identifying who he is. He's not saying that the chalitza took place. To identify who the person is, he's neman on himself to say, I am the Yovam, I am the Baal. It's only with the Rabbanan that you need Hakorim and Piacherim. And then the Gemara said that if you have a big Shas Hadchak and you can't get Hakorim Piacherim, you rely on Hakorim and Piatzma. You revert back to the Din Deraisis. So the Gemara said, Aloshin, Gila Milsa B'Yalma. Gila Milsa B'Yalma means it's, the Eid Echad is not made over there on the actual act of the Dovah Shabir. So that's what the Rabbin and Tam interprets in Agimar. He says the Gemara knew from the beginning to the end that the matter of Gerishin, of course, is a Dovah Shabir. There are three things that everybody agrees Dovah Shabir: Kiddushin and Gerishin and Saita Labaila. That's for sure, that's a Dovah Shabir. You need to aid him for that. Of course, the Gemara knew that it's Dovah Shabir, but the Gemara originally said, they threw out a Svara, Erecha Nam Bisurim. And then they say that's ridiculous, but it's a Dovah Shabir. So what did they think originally? Really, it's a Erecha Nam Bisurim. So he says, no, the Gemara thought originally that the only thing that's called, the only aspect of Gerishin that's called the Dovah Shebi'erva is to say that the Gerishin took place. If you're going to testify that the woman was divorced, Nizgarsha, that's a Dovah Shebi'erva. But to say that the get was written Lishma, and therefore this get can be used to divorce the woman, so the Gemara thought that's a Gila Milsa B'Yalmah, that's a side point. It's a crucial side point if the get's not written Lishma is no good, but it's not the actual act of the Dovah Shebi'erva. I'd like to identify who the Yovam is. To identify the husband is. So the Gemara said there in Yevamah Daf Lamed Tes and Beis Gilim Milsa B'Almahu, since it's not the actual act of the Dovah Shebi'erva, so you revert back to the Dinei Echad is Neman. So the same over here, the Gemara thought, that's the Rav Soloveitchik, and the Achrenim have this mashal. But it's in the Din is that the Chalitza Shu has to be made from leather. So we have a Chalitza Shu, and someone raises a question, they think that it's leatherette, they think that it's plastic, that it's not kosher. So they come, they ask an expert, and the Eid Echad, the Jewish person says, no, this is real leather. They're going to call that a Dovah Shebi'erva, because the issue of Chalitza is a matter of Dovah Shebi'erva, to determine whether the Yivam was Mutaris Lihinasa Lashuk or not. So they're going to say to ascertain whether the shoe is really made from leather or imitation leather. So the answer, that's not a Dovah Shebi'erva, that's a Gila Milsa D'Almahu. That's an Ahakara. You're just identifying that he is the Yavam and he is the Baal and this is real leather. So since you're not being made on the Gufa Dovar, not being made on the actual act of Chalitza, the act of Kiddushin, the act of Gerishin, it's on a side point. A side point that's Likuva, a crucial side point. So the din would be there that the Eid Echad would be Neman. Agila Milsa, but Dovah Shebi'erva, Eid Echad would be Neman. So the Gemara and the Havamina thought that to say that the get, if there would have been a din, there is no such din, if there would have been a din that a get has to be written on parchment, and you have a piece of paper, it's very thick and you can't tell whether it's parchment or paper, and they'd actually come and say that this is parchment, so that would also be a gilim milsa b'yam. There is no such din. A din is a get can be written on paper also. The Mishnah said that a get can be written on a leaf. But there is a din that the chalitza shoe has to be leather. So if an erecha would come and say that this is made from leather, that's gilim milsa b'yam, that would be okay. So the Gemara thought in the Havamina that although Gerishin certainly constitutes a Dovah Shebi'erva, but if an Eid Echad will come and say that the get was written Lishma, that's a side point. It's a crucial sign, but I thought that's a side point. So then the Gemara comes to the conclusion, no, it's a real Dovah Shebi'erva. It's not the same as saying the Chalitza Shu is made from leather. Why? Why did the Gemara come to the conclusion that it's the actual act of the Dovah Shebi'erva itself? So that's what we explained, because Lishma by get is not just the same as baking matzis Lishma and making tzitzis lishma. Lishma by get means that that's the haskholos hagerishin. The gerishin begins with the ksiva. So when the erecha comes and he says, this get was written lishma, what he's saying is, the act of gerishin has already begun. So to say, that's the actual act of the Dovah Shebi'erva. The ksiva with the nesina together constitute the gerishin. That's a Rav Soloveitchik, that's I think the way the Yontav, some other achranim have like that. But that was according to the way the Rabbeinu Tam answers, that the Gemara thought and the Havamina Tzigila Milsa B'Almahi. Then the Gemara backs out and says, no, this is the actual act of the Dovah Shebi'erva itself. That's the pshat in the Shakla V'Tarya. The Gemara thought originally that saying that the get was written in the Shema is like testifying that this chalitza shoe is made from bona fide leather. So it's good for chalitza. And the Gemara comes to the maskana, no, lishma by get is the haskalos hagerishin. So he's actually, the Eid Echad is actually testifying on the act of the Dovah Shebi Yerva. So that's not acceptable. I mean, to say that he is the Yavam? No, they mean on a Chalashem on a Gavra, to say that he's a Rosha, to say that someone is Pasal Eidus, so the din is you have to have two Eidus. To say that the woman is a Chalola, to say the woman is a Zaina, Asur Lakoyin, Asur Labaila, to say she's a Saita, Asur Labaila, to say that a new Chalashem on the Gavra occurred. To say that someone is. They say it's kosher. We don't know. So many Jews are not observant. So he's saying that this man is a religious Jew. He has no money. So to say that someone is religious when you know that everyone is tachas hachashad. So then he quotes the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah that the Bezdin that was originally. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, originally B'tchilo, there used to be Mekabalaitis. The Bezdin would hang up the sign, whoever saw the moon should come and testify. And then the Tzdukim, Mishikil Kaluat Tzdukim, the Tzdukim started to come and testify in order to foul up the whole system. So they wouldn't accept testimony from anybody unless they knew that you were a Frumayit. So the Mishnah says that you need two people to testify on you that they're a Frumayit. It says, Shalf Mishnai Mimo. Why do you need Shnai Mimo? So the Ritva, that's what the Abinezer calls, the Ritva says on that Mishnah, why do you need Shnai? That's a Dovah Shebi Yerva, to say that someone is kosher ladies, because everyone is becheskas pasul ladies. Or the same thing, the pasuk, the Sifrei has it on the pasuk, yesterday said, lo yakem erecha bish l'cholov and l'chol chatas v'chol chayta sheyechto, and so on. So it says, lo yakem erecha b'ish prat l'katon. That if you want to ascertain that someone is bar mitzvah as opposed to a katon, when the children are born, they're ketana, then they reach a certain age, they become gedolim, so they testify that someone is Yud Gimel Shonim Yamechon and Hashtay Cyrus, and the Sifrei learns after that pasuk, lo yakem erecha bish, and you need two kosher eidim. So that's when you're being koveach a matzav of a person. When you're establishing the matzav of the person, you're saying the woman became a zayna, the woman became a halala, the woman is an eshes isha zinsa. You say the katan became a gadol. But it's not to say that this is the husband. I just say who he is. This is the husband, and this is the yavam. So that's only a hakar. So that eid echud is belief.
You said both that you need shayim to some apostolates and shayim to some apostolates.
Yeah.
One of those should only be. It either starts out being kosher or apostle. One of them should only be 1 8.
When you have shanim kitikunim and most of the Jews are religious, and then you only need shayim to say that the person is apostolates. That the Sifrei is going about that. The Yochim and Echad the Ish. Tells you need two eidim to say he's a gadol, and from that pasuk we say to say that the person is pasulaitis. Also, you need two eidim. The Abnei-Nezer is talking in a situation. You live in a time there's so many non-observant Jews, and we know that many Jews are not nemanim, so you don't know whether this person is neman. Like in the Mishnah, the Mishnah Kilkalu Hatzdukim, so the Bezdin made a policy we're not going to accept testimony from anyone we don't know. So to ascertain that this person is a neman, then the Mishnah says it's shof mishnai nima. You need two people. They say that he's a kashan. It depends what you would have said if before the eidim would have come. Would you have assumed that that everyone is becheskas kashus? So not everyone is not becheskas kashus. These are the famous toys, and then there's the other famous toys that we started to discuss. The Rabbi Natan wrote a sefer Ayosha, the Rabbi Natan. He writes in the introduction that his chaverim encouraged him to write a whole sefer because he has so many different opinions and different sources all over the place. So he acquiesced to them and he wrote a whole sefer. So most of the time when Tosfos quotes Rabbi Natan, everything appears there in the sefer Ayosha. So every so often it appears there more b'harchava, and there's what to gain, there's what to glean if you look in the original source. So here is one of the places. The Sefer Ayosha, Rabbi Natan has a discussion. There is a din that Avodah Zarah Gilei Rais and Shpichas Damim, the din is Yaharik Bal Yavar. Normally the din is that Pikuach Nefesh is Derech Kala Tarkula. If someone is sick on Yom Kippur, you tell them they have to eat. If someone is sick on Shabbos, you drive them to the hospital, you do your surgery, you do whatever is necessary. But if it's a case of Avodah Zarah Gilei Rais and Shpichas Damim, you say Yaharik Bal Yavar. So what's the definition of Gilei Rais? Let's say someone holds a gun to my head and they say, I should be mezana with this mamzeris, otherwise they're going to shoot me. So they hold the gun to the head of a kohen, he should be mezana with a grusha, otherwise they're going to kill him. So it says in Yeridaya that that's not called Gili Arayis. Gili Arayis is only by Yisuri Koris. By Chai V'Lavin, you don't say Harik V'Yav, but that's Yisuri Biyah. Gili Arayis is only Chai V'Krisis. Fine. So now Be'at HaShayla, that was the Shayla. What's the story with Nida? Nida is Koris, Abola Nida is Koris, but usually, by all the other chavikrisis, Eishisish and Achoso and Bito and Imo and Chamoso, all the other arayas, there's koreis. And if you're Mekadish, arayas ain't kedushin topsin. And if you live at the era and you have a child, the vlad is a mamza. By Nido, there is, on the one hand, there is koreis. So it looks like it is chavikrisis, looks like a suribi or chavikrisis should be labeled as an erva. On the other hand, then is a, if the kala didn't go to mikveh, you can still have kedushin topsin. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Usihi nidasa olo. Usihi is miloshin kisiyen aliyish tei nashim. They learned this morning in the Kriya Sator. Kisiyen aliyish means that the man is married. Havaya. Havaya means yotze v'hoiso liyishacher. Havaya means tvises kidushin. So it says, usihi nidasa olo v'apida b'shas nidasa teheba havaya. The kidushin atopsin an anida. And the Gemara also says that the blood is not a mamza. Ben anida, the blood is not a mamza. So where are you holding? So the So Nida is an exception to the rule. It's clearly an exception to. The question is, which rule is it an exception to? It means that it's really Arayas, Baharai that has Koris. But it's an exception to the rule. Normally the rule is that all of the Arayas is no Tvises Kiddushin, and Kiddushin Topsin Vav Lav Mamza. And here, Nida is Arayas, but there is Tvises Kiddushin, and the Vlad is not a Mamza. Should I say no? It's an exception to the rule. The fact that the blood is not a mamz and the kiddushin not tofsin, that's a clear-cut proof that Nida is not arayis. If it's not arayis, it should have been like Rusha Lekoyin, like Mamzeret, so it shouldn't have been any kores. So this is an exception to the rule. Not everything that has kores is arayis. Eat chametz b'pesach is kores, eat on Yom Kippur is kores, it's not gili arayis. So just because Nida is an isur biya, it does not necessarily mean that it's arayis. So that's the question. Nida is clearly a yaitze min haklal. The question is, which klal is it a yaitze from? Is it a Yotze min haklal that it's not erva at all, but it has koreis? But he's saying no, despite the fact that it is Gili Arayis, the Kiddush and Atopsin and the Vlad is a Mamza. And the Vlad is not a Mamza. So the Rambam writes several times, Anida b'chalal harayisi. He throws out that expression a few times. Hilchas Yisuri Bia, when he quotes all the dinam of Nida, he always says that the Nida is b'chalal harayis. And the Rabbi Natam and the Sefer Yosha has a tshuva explicitly on this. He says Nida is not an erva. And his proof is on our daf. The Rabbi Natam has the proof from the pasuk. What was the mocker for Eidecha Demen B'Yisurim? How do you know Eidecha Demen B'Yisurim? So Rashi claims it's based on the pasuk, V'shochetas ben abokor. The Torah doesn't require that someone should be Yomid al Gabo. Everyone, HaTorah HaMinah Kolod Amal HaShchita. You see that Eidecha Demen B'Yisurim? So some of the Baalei HaTos were unhappy with Rashi's mocker, so they came up with a new mocker, V'sofer Allah. The Atzma, the Gemara in Ksuvah Dafayim Beis has that comment on the pasuk of Sofer Allah, the Atzma by the Zava. So that's the Mokka Feidech and Misurim. So now the Rabbi Natan Mephis has an argument. He says, if the din would have been that Nida is considered Gili Arayis, and the din would have been Yoharik Bal Yavor, so how can you apply Edech and Misurim? If it's Gili Arayis, then you should need Shnei Eidim Sheh. So from the fact that you say Edech is Neman, Allah Alamai say Erechad is Neman by Nido to say that that she was Toivon and that she made the Shimnikim and so on. So that's
Arayis not from Shir. Arayis only that she had Shimnikim.
Okay. Okay. So from the fact that she's Neman is to say that she did the B'dikas to Shimnikim, so the Rabbi Natam takes this as a Raya that it's not Gili Arayis. If Nido Labaila would have been Gili Arayis, then I should have labeled it as a Dovah Shebiyav to determine whether the woman is a Nido or not. So this is really not so. This is not such a clear-cut proof. The Rambam obviously holds not. The Rambam holds that Nida is Gili Arayis, and it's not called the Dovah Shebiyav. Why? Why is that? What's the definition? What's the definition of a Dovah Shebiyav that needs Shnei Eidim Sheirim? How do you determine what's called the Dovah Shebiyav? So let's say a boy and a girl are ready to get married, and somebody says they can't get married. That's a brother and a sister. So would you? But one person comes in. That's a brother and a sister. You can't allow them to get married. Is that called a dechadem bisur? Or do you say no? This adov should be every in each neyed. So that's later on in Gittin. That's a machlekes the Ramban and the Ran in Perikis Kabel. A man appoints a shliach to mikadosh an isha and meisa shliach asa b'chal anashim sheba'olam. The bottom line on Samach Dal and Amaral. So the Ran over there has a machlekes. The Ran on the Riv has a machlekes with the Ramban. So half of the Rishonim say like the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, that's called the Dovah Shaviyah. But to ascertain whether a couple will be in the violation of Gilei Arayis or not, that's called Dovah Shaviyah. And the others say that has nothing to do. That's Gilei Arayis. But it's the same word in the dictionary. Gilei Arayis, same word as Dovah Shaviyah. But the concepts are unrelated. Dovah Shaviyah has nothing. Dovah Shaviyah requiring two Edim has nothing to do with Gilei Arayis. It's a different concept. What is the concept? So that's the Shaila. That's the Shaila we started discussing last week. It's everything merges in together. The Gemara in Kiddushin, Adav Samach Vav and Aleph, has a discussion that Yanei HaMelech was a Kohen. And he decided one fine day, it's not enough that he's the Melech, he's going to become the Kohen Gadol. There's going to be makor karbonos in the Beis Hamikdash, and the Chachamim very upset because the rumor had it that imo nishbis b'maydin, that his mother was a shvuya, and the shvuya is asur l'kayim. Midrabbanan, the shvuya is asur l'kayim midrabbanan. So the Gemara says, what was the story? Was she a shvuya? Was she not a shvuya? Vaygukesh hadav v'loy nimtzo. The Gemara quotes a brisa. They investigated and they couldn't ascertain whether she's asur l'kuna. And Shaloi Kedin, they passed him. So he killed all the Rabbanim. He got angry, he killed all the Rabbanim. Yeah. So the Gemara said, what do you mean by Vukash Adav Avalei Nimtzo? What was the story? So the Gemara says, the Gemara is working out all the possibilities. They're not sure exactly what that text in the Brisa means. The Brisa is recording some historical event and it leaves out all the details. So the Gemara says, does it mean that Eneid Echad came and said that the mother was a Shvuya? So the Gemara says, no, it's a Dovah Shaviyah, you need two Edim. That's not enough. Eid Echad is not believed to establish that the woman is a Shvuyah. So that's the Gemara that the Tosfos Rid says contradicts the Rambam. Tosfos Rid didn't have a Rambam. But he says, from this Gemara you see that to say that a woman is a Zayna L'Kayin, or to say that the woman is a Halala, or to say the woman is a Shvuyah, you need two Edim. The Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes, if an Eid Echad comes and Benerecha comes and says that I ate chazer, so you're not going to give me malchus based on the Erecha. The halacha says you have to have two witnesses. But if the Erecha comes and he says that this piece of meat is chazer, and everybody says, oh, it's chazer, the Erecha says so. No one else knows. He says, this is chelev, this is dam, this is chazer. So Erecha is never be certain. Then if someone will eat that afterwards, then there'll be two witnesses who will testify that he ate the chazer, the chelev, or the dam, and that they gave him hasra. So then the Rambam has the famous line he has in the three different places in the Mishnah Torah, Huisar Atzma Be'ed Echad Yuchzak. You can establish that the thing is straight based on Eid Echad. Eid Echad's testimony will lead to Malkus later on, provided you have two Eidim who testify that I ate it. But it's efficient if you have Eid Echad to establish that the thing is Chazer, that the thing is Chelev Adam, and the story begins with that. So the Rambam gives as a mashal also, a woman wants to marry a Kohen, and Eid Echad comes and says, this girl is a Zayna Chalala, she's not allowed to marry a Kohen. So the Eid Echad is believed to establish that the girl is a Zayna Chalala, so then if she'll marry the Kohen, and you have to wait and we'll say that the Kohen lived with her and they gave Masra, so then who is Ratzma Be'ed Echad Yuchzak? So the Rambam writes at the Befeirish that Eid Echad is Neman to establish that the woman is a Zayna. So why does the Gemara say on Daf Samach Vav in Kiddushin that by Vukash Adav Avaloi Nimtzo, that if Eid Echad says that the Imon Nishbis B'maydiyin, that Eid Echad is not believed. The Gemara says that you need two Eidim, and the Rambam says that Eid Echad is good enough. So against the Rambam.
That's absolute fact.
Huh?
That's absolute fact.
Yeah.
The Rambam is saying, because she's a Shvuyah, now she can't marry a Kohen.
Right.
The Gemara is saying, we have a Kohen here, we're trying to find out if his mother happened to Shvuyah.
Right. So now we want to know, is the son a Cholol or not? Before the fact, is the son of Cholol. So we said, now since we have ascertained that the mother was a Shvuyah, so the father wasn't supposed to marry the Shvuyah, so the son is the Mela Cholol Midirabban. The Vladman HaShvuyah is a Cholol Midirabban. So we shouldn't allow the son to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash.
But the question is, even Eidah, does that mean now? Meaning the Eidah that's coming now after Yonah Mel Ponsa Kongonel says the 1 8 which says Moses Shvuya? Or does that mean that years ago, before his mother married his father, was an Eidah?
They say that years ago there was Eidah. Yeah. Yeah. So this is the kasha that the Rishonim ask against the Rambam. So most of the Rishonim assume, not like the Rambam, to establish that a woman is a Zayna, a Grusha, a Chalola, you have to have Shnei Eidim Kshir. Why is that called the Dovah Shebi'erva? A Zayna L'Koyin is not Yoharek Bal Yavar. It's not Yoharek Bal Yavar. That's what we assume in Shulchan Aruch. That's called the Nisa Bia B'Alma. So why is that called Dovah Shebi'erva that you need to Eidim? So that's what the Machna Ephraim says. Machna Ephraim Nafraim is a Svardish Gadol in the 1700s. One of the Sivis always refers to the Mach Nafraim, one of the Kadmoinim. So they said, what kind of Kadmoinim? He just died a few years ago. He didn't know who it was. He had an old, he thought it must have been centuries ago. So the Chidor writes, what do you mean it wasn't for the Kadmoinim? I was in Mishulach for his yeshiva. I knew him. He just died a few years ago. He's buried over here. Tells you the whole story who he was. Isn't it from the Kadmoinim? So the Machna Ephraim has a sefer. He has long essays and he has short ha'oris. He has short ha'oris on the Rambam. He says, Rov HaRishonim hold that to establish that a woman is a Zayna or a Chalala, you need two Eidim. Why is it a Dovah Shebi'erva? Because that's the definition of Eidecha Nemisir versus Dovah Shebi'erva. If you're made on a Chepze, it's Eidecha Nemisir. If you're made on a Gavra, that's Dovah Shebi'erva. That's what the Avnei Nezer writes. I don't think the Avnei Nezer had the Machna Ephraim. The Avnei Nezer quotes from other sources. That's the Avnei Nezer by the Hashgacha that he sent the letter to the chief rabbi of England. So the Machna Ephraim writes earlier, he writes the same as the Avnei Nezer wrote in the early 1900s. That the definition of Eidecha Nemisir versus Dovah Shebi'erva is when you're made on a Cheftze, that's Eidecha Nemisir, made on a Chalashem on a Gabra. Not made on a Gabra that he is the Yovam, he is the Baal. Made on the Chalashem and the Gabi, she became a Zayin, she became a Chalola. The person is a Rosh, a Pasal Eidus. The people are Hashudim. I say this person is a Neman, he's Koshal Eidus. And whenever you made on a Chalashem and a Gabra, then you need two Eidim. Like Godless, Leokam Echadish. And the Sifrei says you need Shnei Eidim to testify on Godless, because Godless is a Chalashem and a Gabi. You're labeling the person as something. Just identify who the person is, that's not labeling, but to say a person. And the Rambam does not hold like that. The Rambam holds. Even to say that the woman is a Zayna or Shvuya, Eidechot is really an Emel. So how does the Rambam read the Gemara? So the Machna Ephraim answers, and that's, I think that's the standard shot in the Rambam. Machna Ephraim answers, the Rambam holds the definition of Dovah Shebi'erva has to do with issues, right? To say that the woman is Niskatsho, Nizgarsho, Meizbali, the woman is married or is not married, or to say Yanai's mother was already married. His parents were married. In the middle of the Milchama, so they testified, Imon Dijibis bin Maidim. So they're trying to say, if they would have come and said on a single girl that she was a Shvuya Asur Lakoyin, or say she was Nibal al Apostle, or she's a Zaino Halala, say that the Ramam says, Eidecha Nemisum would apply. Eidecha would be believed to say that the woman is a Zaino Halala. But here, the woman is married to the Kohen already. His parents were married. And he was born later. Yana was born later. So at the stage that his parents were married, Eirechot comes and says that the mother was Shvuya. So the Rambam understood the Gemara, that's called the Dovah Shebi'erva, because to say the woman is a Shvuya, the husband has to divorce her, it's telling the husband has to break up his marriage. So that's called Dovah Shebi'erva. Eidus, where you're testifying either that she's Niskatsho, Nizgarsho, that the woman is a Soita Asura, she has to get divorced, or to say that the woman who is married is Nishbis, or Nensa, and she has to get divorced from her husband. If the husband is a Kohen, she has to get divorced. He's telling the couple that they have to break up their marriage. So Eidus on marriage or on non-marriage, or if you have to break up a marriage, then the Rambam holds that's the definition of Dovah Shebi'erva. So we already said today four definitions of Dovah Shebi'erva. The Rabbi Natan's definition is whenever you're ascertaining a matter of Gilui Arayos. And if Nida Labaila would have been Gilui Arayos, it didn't would have required Shnei Eidim Kshir. And the fact that the Safra Loli Atzma, the fact that the Eirechon is Neman by a Nida, Rabbi Natan says that's conclusive proof that Nida Labaila is not Gilui Arayos. So you don't say Harik Val Yama. That's how here for the Rishonim say on Samach Dalet, they say that to ascertain whether a woman and a man are brother and sister or not, that's called Dovash B'Yerbo, because you're dealing with Gilei Arayis. The other Rishonim disagree totally with his definition. So the Rambam's definition is issues versus non-issues, or breaking up issues. And the Machne Ephraim with the Avnei Nezer say the definition of Dovash B'Yerbo is Chalashem and Agavra. We had the Ran that we discussed last week and today. The Ran says if the father already says Kiddush Tiyah is beating, the man comes and he says, Aniki Dashtiya. So he's not saying on the Chalashem on the Gabbah. The father is already nema to establish that Kiddushti is Biti. The husband is just ascertaining who the husband is. So that's like a Gila Milsa Bial. That's not the Yika thing. But to say, this Kapshan, this Garshan, this Bailo, Soitot, she has to get divorced, Nishbis, Nenso, that they have to get divorced. According to the Rambam, that's Dov Shabir. The other Rishonim hold, whenever it's a Chalashem on the Gabbah, it's called Dov Shabir. And others said, whenever you made on a Maisa, another group of Rishonim said, Erechot Keneged Chazok is also called a Dovish of the Yerba. Erechot to say Shochat or Hafrashas Truma, that's called Dovish of the Yerba. Dovish of the Yerba means whenever you made on a Maisa. Whenever you made just on Hakorot to say this is Chelev, this is Shuman, that's Erechot Namisa. Whenever you made on a Maisa, so Eidos on a Maisa is considered like a Dovish of the Yerba. Totally different definitions. Totally different. At least four different definitions. What constitutes a Dovash of the Yerba?
That's not the
No, some those Achreinim and Rishon, those who say that Erechot Keneged Achazoka Tzoysen Nesivis Av Machlach Erechot Keneged Achazoka Zeina Nemon, and therefore you need Shnei Eidim Ksherim Bifnei Bezdin Shnei Eidim Ksherim. So they're saying that that becomes a Dovash of the Yerba. That's a fantastic Kiddush. This Rabbi Natam appears also in the first daf in Yevamos, on the base of Menala. The first Mishnah in Yevamos says, Chamesh Esher Nashim Poitras Tzorasem, and Tzorasem Mishnah says, let's say my brother died, and I have to do Yibam Mochalitz. And it happens, I have no brother. Okay, my brother was never born. But if I would have had a brother, my brother died, so I would have to do, and he left no descendants, no children, no grandchildren, so I have to do Yibam HaChalitza on the Yibam. So what happens if the two brothers were married to two sisters? So at the time that my brother dies, it's Achus Ishtoi. So since it's an Erva, so there's no Dinam Zikiros. Even if the surviving brother's wife will die later on, and it will be Achus Ishtoi Lachamisa, so the Mishnah says, in the Gemara from Sukkim, that since when the brother died, that's called Bishas Nefila. When the brother died, there was no din of Yibam Achalitza, there was no Zik at all, so it doesn't come into existence later on. So Tosis asks the question, what if the brother died, and the Almana hadn't gone to the mikveh? Her husband was so sick the last couple of months till he died. She didn't go to the mikveh, so she was a Nida. So Nida is an Isar Erva. Neither is an Isar Erva, so it's Gilei Arayis. So what are you going to say? That there's no Zika, so even if she'll go to the mikveh later on, she's not allowed to perform Yibum later on. So Taisa proves from the Gemara that the din is not true. So they want to know why not. So Taisa gives an answer. If you look in the Sefer Yashar Rabbi Natam, he explains what Taisa gave it in an abridged form. He explains what it is. He says that this din in the Mishnah only applies if the Yavama was an Erva. He says, Anida is not Yoharik Bal Yavar, it's not an Erva. And he proves it from Erechad and Bisurim Abinah. He gives you a few other proofs from Gemaras and Yavamas, from tricky Gemaras and Yavamas. He says, therefore, the whole Mishnah doesn't apply. It's not a rule whenever I wasn't allowed to be Miyabim Hirsch. She was Anida, I wasn't allowed to be Miyabim Hirsch. It didn't only apply if she's an Erva. He says, the Nida Labaila is not an Erva. So this Rabbi Natam over here, Rabbi Natam says, why do I need a pasuk with Safra Loli Yatzmo? Don't I know it from another pasuk? According to Rabbi Natam, you really know it from Rashi's pasuk. You know it from Rashi. The Shach that's Ben Abaka. So what do you need another pasuk for? With Safra Loli Yatzmo. So he says, V'yishlam in the Salkadayitik, the Choshim on Dov Shabiyar. We would have thought that Nida Labayla is a Dov Shabiyar, we would have needed to aid him. Kamash Malon, that what? So Kamash Malon, the Rabbi Natam says, Anida Labayla is not Gili Arayis, and it's not Yohar Gval Yavar. And that's why it's not a Dovish of the Yerba. That's the whole Sefer Yosher Rabbeinu Tam. It's the whole paragraph there. And he gives, based on his assumption that Nida is not a violation of Gilead, he gives the whole list of Nafkamina Slidina. Okay. spend enough time on Beis HaMikdash. We gotta proceed tomorrow, Lina.